You know, you talk about truth versus falsehood and how it's going to raise eyebrows. Some of your research, some of the lists, and we have several of the lists in the guidebook that comes along with the program. And I'd like to get into the specifics of a couple of the examples that you have. things like...
There's probably more than a couple, huh?
Yes.
You're being polite to me, I know that.
It was interesting when I looked at, for example, you've got one list on different sports and how they calibrate differently. And for mm-hmm. example, extreme sports calibrate at 110, whereas tennis at Wimbledon calibrates at 440.
Yeah, that's a fact.
With your investigative research, why would one calibrate more than the other? Why?
Now, we just took a list of various things, like we do with movies or anything else. Mm-hmm. And impersonally, you just ask, what do these things calibrate? Because when you see the differences, naturally curiosity says, you know, how to explain this or how to contextualize it so that it makes sense, you know. But you would expect that brutality would score lower than a more regal viewpoint. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. I mean, some of them, you know, boxing at 180 compared to...
Yeah.
You know, National Basketball Association finals at 455.
So that's where it comes out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Isn't that what you'd expect?
Yes, some of it is expected.
I mean, beating somebody's brain unconscious sure. until the fact they can't remember their name anymore probably wouldn't calibrate extremely high, right?
No, some of it is
not
pretty
exactly
clear.
Fencing, you know.
Yeah. Now, one of them that surprised me, you talk about food. You also talk about the power of blessing the food prior to.
Oh, yes.
Can you get into that a little bit? And Pepsi. Pepsi calibrated high. I'm thinking, what is it about Pepsi? Was it the intention of the creator of Pepsi?
Well, understanding these calibrations takes a lifetime.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. You have to understand a great many things to completely understand them. Things calibrate differently for many reasons, you know. One would be the integrity of the company, the product. And then things have an innate energy in and of themselves. When you calibrate food, for instance, it comes out a little bit higher than vegetation. You know, it comes about, neutral is 200, so it comes out about 205, something like that. But if you bless food and recalibrate it, you'll find that it jumped 5 or 10 or 15 points even, depending on who's doing the pairing.
Mm-hmm.
So the introduction of the energy of intention. The most surprising example of that was when we calibrated the Ganges River. Well, if you've ever been to the Ganges, it's the dumping station for about 100 cities along the way. Dead bodies, feces, God knows what. And the Ganges River calibrated like 500 or something. I said, my God, well, it's because for thousands of years, it's been sanctified by human intention. It sanctified it to the point that the river itself now has an extremely high energy. But so energy is one thing, and how you see it from the world is another. Some things that the world esteems are correlated with a high calibration. The great cathedrals of Europe, let's say, you walk in and you're just stunned with the incredible. It's just incredible. So you're not surprised when it calibrates high.
Now, what about money? People put money in great high esteem. How does the...
I forget what money calibrates at, 250 mm-hmm. or something. It has a utilitarian value for survival.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Money in and of itself is integrous. The intention for which it's used would calibrate it something differently.
Mm-hmm.
But because people get attached to money, they think money is evil. It's not money that's evil. It's the attachment and the overesteem, the violation of spiritual reality for secular gain. But money in itself, I forget what it calibrates in there, but it's relatively neutral, 205 or...
Mm-hmm.
It's utilitarian.